In our first reading this weekend, we hear the beautifully poetic words of King Solomon writing to his sons about wisdom as a feast to come that we are invited to dine at, literally exhorting, "Let whoever is simple turn in here. To the one who lacks understanding, come and eat my food." Revealing to us that there is something otherworldly, wisdom, that we need in order to navigate this world. Our second reading from St. Paul echoes these same sentiments, saying, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity, because the days are evil." Again, teaching that we are not going to be able to navigate these evil days without wisdom from above. So how exactly does wisdom work? I think that oftentimes we just associate wisdom with people who have aged, right? The older people have wisdom. But actually, this isn't wisdom in the sense that the scriptures are speaking about. That's wisdom in what's called the prudential sense. You gain life experience, you can see things clear with that 20/20 vision of retrospect. This is prudential reasoning. Whereas wisdom is something that is not limited to one's life experience or age. Wisdom is something that allows an individual to see things in a manner that is not human, but rather divine. This is why the scriptures, Christ speaks about wisdom being given to the childlike of heart. And why Solomon says, "Let whoever is simple turn in here." See, wisdom at its very core is a letting go of how we see things and moving us towards how God sees things, simplifying our perceptions, literally becoming childlike. This is no small psychic act. It is literally admitting to oneself, "My own vision of things is not enough. I need a light from on high to see how things truly are." Now, one of the reasons why God has sent us his son, Jesus, was to reveal to us the wisdom that was hidden before the world began. The things that he taught and the way of life that he lived literally transcended things of this world. This is why it is so devastating for us Catholics to have the profound beauty of Christ stripped from us by the sins of members of the church. Even this week, as I prepared to preach for today, I was amazed how difficult it was to remain focused on the Lord when revelations of scandals were flooding the headlines again. This is something that gives all of us Catholics a very heavy heart and almost a shameful disposition. And what unfortunately gets lost through all of it is how beautiful and consoling the Lord is. For when our eyes leave the Lord, we truly do become lost in this world. As our beautiful stained glass window of St. Peter sinking in the water reveals to us, a reminder when the waves and the winds and the torrents of the world blow, if our eyes are taken off of Jesus, we lose our way. There is just too much brokenness to navigate this world without the wisdom from above. And the more that we rely on our own thoughts, perceptions, and conclusions, the more lost we become. When what we need today more than anything is more of the Lord, a pursuit that none of us can give up, no matter what attempts to grab our attention away from him are. For it is only in the Lord that we really are able to see the next steps forward and where we are to gather the strength for, as St. Paul says, these evil days. As I mentioned last week in the homily, in reference to our first reading from 1 Kings 19, where Elijah finds himself underneath the broom tree and he is praying for death. He is totally exhausted from service to the Lord. It was the angel of God that came and strengthened him through bread from heaven. Elijah was not given strength or vision or knowledge on how to move forward through worldly forces or prudential living. He was able to take the next steps in his mission by receiving what the Lord himself came to give. And the same is going to be true for us today. In the gospel this weekend, we are encouraged by the Lord to be reminded where we as Catholics are to gather our strength from, it is the Eucharist. A food that is not of this world, but a gift that God has given so that we would be able to do what is impossible for men and women in this world, but is never outside of God's power. See, Jesus had no problem with being impractical in the Gospels. In fact, a large reason why so many of the Jews of Jesus' time were disappointed in him was because he was not what they wanted. They wanted a worldly leader that would unite the people and build up the kingdom and get rid of all of the evils in their time. But there was Jesus, day in and day out, not giving them what they wanted, but what they needed, a new way of living. Not a worldly means of navigating the evils of this world, but a spiritual invitation to enter into communion and vision with God. So let us turn our attention to the attempts that Jesus makes today to bring us these heavenly delights amid our broken world. Today in the gospel, Jesus attempts to give to the Jewish people the answer to their exhausted hearts, communion with God through the gift of his body and blood. Literally saying, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." We, like the Jews of his time, really struggle to wrap our minds around what Christ is trying to teach us, as it is not something that makes sense to us instinctually. However, when we begin to ask God to grant us wisdom around it, things begin to change. For example, when Christ says that we need to eat his body and drink his blood, natural prudence says that this is impossible, and thus this must be one of the symbolic teachings of Christ. So we dismiss it as nothing more than a weird teaching that Christ just threw out there. However, when we implore the wisdom of God surrounding this passage, here is what comes forth from it. See, God has desired to have total communion with us human beings, so much so that he humbled himself and took on the flesh of mankind, something that should be seen as totally impossible. To have all of God who created the heavens and the earth, all of the universes, contained in frail humanity? And yet we don't doubt this to be true. We realize that God has taken on flesh in Jesus. Thus, now God turns to us, and he says, "I want you to have access to me, to literally become more and more like me by receiving me. Just like I became you through flesh, so too you are to become like me through eating my flesh, the Eucharist." And this is why the eternal perspective of the Eucharist is so important and central for us Catholics. It is an invitation by God to have a total and unbreakable union with him. The more symbolic that we make it, the less it becomes. Just like with Jesus. The more that we make Jesus just a mere human thing, one religious leader among many in the world, a good teacher that taught an inspiring way of living, the less we realize that Jesus is actually God come to save us. The Eucharist has never been, in the church, seen as something symbolic, but rather something that is literally the body and blood of God. And in these days, it is Jesus that we need more than anything else. For if we lose him, we are truly lost. My dear brothers and sisters, today we are reminded by our Lord to seek after a way of seeing things that transcend this world. And it begins here at the celebration of the Mass, where what we understand with our senses to be simple bread and wine is actually something so much more. It is the wisdom of God that has given us the Eucharist that whoever eats this bread will live forever, a promise that only God himself could make, and a gift that we are sorely in need of in these difficult days ahead.